Okay, we went through a number of the prakim of the introduction for Shaar Metila. This morning we're going to start the actual Sefer. Well, this morning now, second semester, it's time to begin the Sefer. We're going to start from page Chavav. So if you remember, when we first started, we said that the whole Sefer is based on a Gemara that says there are 10 languages of tefillah, 10 different ways that we express ourselves, 10 different emotional ways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. So it's important that we again understand that not all tefillos are the same. Not all tefillos are meant to be approached the same, right? Just like at every moment, you have different emotions that you feel, right? And just like, before my daughter's chasana, I was saying Tehillim. It's obviously a very different emotion of saying Tehillim before your daughter's chasana as it is every day when we say Tehillim every day for those who are suffering in Eretz Yisrael, for the Chayilim, for those who are undergoing an Esara. It's the same words, right? The same tefillos, but different emotions. And emotions are important. Don't let anyone tell you that just because we're a man, emotions are not important. Emotions are very important. Feelings are very, very important. And these languages of tefillah are about that, or how we express ourselves. So the first of the 10 languages of tefillah is called bitzor. Bitzor literally means distressed. So if you look at the top page above, there are some few extra sheets. Anyone need sheets? Let me pass down. Okay, we're at the top of page Chavav. Bitzor is based on the pasuk of Batsar li akra Hashem. In my distress, I call out to Hashem. So says Rav Pinkus, Bitzor hi hakriya be'esara. Bitzor is when we call out to God in a time of need. She is sowed v'ikar l'chol ha-sugyos ha-tfilah. It is the foundation of all tefillah. V'chein matzanu b'chazal, we find in Chazal, Shestam tefillah nikreis bakashas rachmim. That stam tefillah is when we want to ask God for mercy. V'chein hu l'halacha sh'atfilah tzrich l'yos b'derech tachanunim dafka. And therefore, even a halacha, your tefillah should be derech tachanunim, the way to entreat. Right? If you remember, we discussed the lashon of tachanun, of the lashon chinun, those right, and those in our navi shir, we discussed that lashon chinun is the lashon of free, that matnas chinam, that we want to ask God Baruch Hu to, He should gift us rachamim. Ka'ani hamavakesh al mechsaro, like an ani who is begging for that which he is lacking. Shizuha ikar tsuras mahus atfila. This is the ikar atfila. If you notice, some people when they daven, they hold their hands together. Right, the Ramah points out that when a person, the posture, likewise when a person davens, is also with our hands together in a little bit of a bent over way, again, to understand, recognizing that we are an ani asking the greater Adon for everything in this world. This is the foundation of that exists within man. This separates us from all animals. That all other creations of the world, in their nature, that they're not lacking anything. Meaning what? Stam behima achar shemilu kriso harihu betachas hashava l'daigos. You have an animal who feeds, an animal who fills its stomach. He's not thinking about, what am I going to eat in 3 weeks from now? What are my children going to eat in 20 years from now? Right? Animals don't think the way we think. They fill their stomach and then they move on. Lo kein ha'adam, not the true by man. Hamasig b'sicho sheyesh asid. We are constantly worrying about the future. Nimtza tamid b'tzara machmas dag dasido. We're in a constant moment of distress from what will be in the future. Meaning so much of what we're doing right now, right? You guys are in a high school right now. Many of you are here in a school, not just yeshiva, but a school, because you want to get a high school diploma, to get a college degree, to get your master's or maybe your PhD, or multiple PhDs, and then have a good living for yourselves. True? Yes. As opposed to an animal, which fills its stomach and moves on. Right? Understand and process the amount of worry and future work that we put in years in advance, out of daiga, out of worry, about what will be in the future. Right? Meaning, I daven for my children's parnasa. now as babies, as children, just as your parents daven for your panasa now, right? As opposed to animals, right? That is a eis tzara even now. V'tami margesh kachasa, he says, and therefore man always feels that which he's lacking. The kefi masha adam maska yoser, the person thinks a little bit deeper. Yodeahu margesh yoser v'yoser akad kamech chasero v'kamech nimseis nifshal b'tzara gdola. And the more you think, the more you realize how much you are in fact lacking. Meaning, like, we don't even fully process. People who are just like, there are some people who are just like clueless and flow through life. You know, there are some people you talk to and like they just don't balance their checkbooks because they're like, yeah, okay, whatever will be, will be. But people who stop and really think about the challenges and like what could be, and sometimes it's unhealthy, right? If you overthink what you're not going to have, it's also debilitating. Right, because a person could stop and think all day, oh my gosh, I don't have this, I don't have this, what's going to be? At some point, you have to just live. You know, as teenagers, is this really hard? Meaning, none of you pay your bills, none of you are, you know, have to provide for your families, have to think about what you're going to eat every single day. It's given to you. Whether, right, your parents, God willing, or whether they arrange themselves physically, or they arrange to buy Entenmann's donuts, right? Your parents provide breakfast and got in Baruch Hashem three meals a day for you every single day. You don't have to think about it, but your parents think about it. So this is the challenge to daven as a Talmud in high school, is to how do I make my tefillah powerful? How do I make my tefillah in a language of Bitzor if I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat tomorrow, right, or this afternoon? Right, it's something which is very challenging for you guys. It's something to think about, and we'll process a little bit more. Do one more little piece. So he says, "Im shi ifosav hein chumrios begashmis almazef." A person, their main desire and their point of growth is in gashmis, in physicality, in wealth. The oz yesh lo hasago shel hashirus umargish hachaslo. The person always wants to be wealthy. If that's your ultimate goal in this world, you're always going to think, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I mean, you take the wealthiest people in the world, and they don't stop making money, right? You don't say, right, Bill Gates never says, okay, I'm going to now make no more money, right? We're always making more, always trying to achieve that much more. And you realize all the enemies you have around you that are trying to take from you. Shava sayom. You can't appreciate that which you have today. Shari ha olam hu a gilgal hamasafech hu a rega olol li masi besoch tzara. And because a person who is only focused on gashmias, that person on physicality, for that person, the world is a very scary place. Right? Just try to process it for a second. Right? If a person is only involved in his whole only cares about physical in this world, the world is a very, very scary place. Because that means that everyone's always trying to come at me. Everyone's always trying to take from me. I never have enough physical. I never have a bigger house. I never have enough. I always need to get the next newest thing. Right? Like, right? When the newest, whatever, like let's say the newest iPhone comes out, like, do you get stressed? I don't have the newest iPhone? So if you do, if that stresses you, so then again, something to think about is what is causing you bitzur in this world? Right, if you don't have the newest sneakers or the newest X, whatever it might be, something to think about and to process, where is your bitzur? What is it that distresses you? And I'll tell you, I'll close with, I remember when I was just a little bit older than you, I was Shana Aleph. I remember I came back, Pesach, Shana Aleph. And so I remember I have a few people, families I was close with in Eretz Yisrael, and some were different. You know, some were more Haredi, some were not, some were all different families that I connected to. I used to go to meals for when I was in Eretz Yisrael. And I remember I went to one family that they weren't such B'nai Torah. And I went to, and I asked, there was a kid my age. And I said, I'm going back to America. Is there anything that you need? And he literally handed me a list of like 12, 15 things, all electronics, others, sneakers, caps, jerseys, whatever it might be, all different things. And I went to, there was another family of very, very serious B'nai Torah. And I went to them, and again, a boy similar age to us. And I went to the same thing. And the kid was like 16, 17 years old. And I said, I'm going back to America. Is there anything that you need? And he said to me, Lo, yesh li kol. I was blown away. It was amazing. And it was yesh li kol. And again, so it's a bad approach. And therefore, so when we'll have to discuss over the next few weeks is this idea of being in a time of bitzur, of understanding what it means to fully rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day, guys.